Belfonte Ice Cream introduces real sweet moments. Mm,
this ice cream is good, isn't it?
It sure is, Grandma.
I love vanilla.
Why?
Well, because it makes me think of simpler times.
Yeah, I bet life was a lot easier as a caveman, wasn't it, Grandma?
Yes, it was.
Grandma, can I have some more?
No, you've had enough.
Another real sweet moment from Belfonte, Kansas City's ice cream. Real ingredients, no growth hormones. Belfonte, homemade.
Let's go ahead and bring in Maryville coach Matt Webb. And coach, you guys bounced back nicely from that loss to Chillicothe, and now you've got a Smithville team that's playing really well. I know there's a lot on the line in terms of conference, but I think for you guys, you just want to be able to go in and play well and get a win, don't you?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, we've got the kind of the heart of our schedule here late. You know, we finished with our Class 4 schools in the MEC the last 4 weeks of the season. And so we beat a St. Joe Benton school last week, and Smithville is next on the list. But, I know there's obviously, this game will determine a lot in the MEC race. But, we're focusing on trying to just go over and, play a really good Smithville team. They're awful good this year. And we were able to bounce back, like you said, from our earlier loss to Chillicothe, and playing well right now.
Coach, after the first 6 weeks of the season, what do you like about your defense at this point in the season so far?
Well, I think our defense is, what do you like about our defense? I think we're playing really good team defense, and the kids are listening to that and seeing how they fit within, your role on the defense. I think, we've always strived to do that here since I've been here, and our defensive staff, Nathan Powell and Green Hageman and Tyler Henry and Bubba Blackburn, they do a really good job of coaching their positions, but seeing how they fit within an overall defense. You know, we always talk about, doing your 1-11th, and that means you got to do your job, whatever on whatever given scheme is called. But at the same time, it affects every other player on the field. And I think too much now, it's, if you're playing a spread team and you give up a lot of pass yardage as well, that's the DB's fault, and we got to get better DBs, we got to do better coverage, stuff like that. Well, really, getting our guys to understand, we've got to pressure the quarterback and we've got to reroute routes at linebacker and we've got to communicate. Everybody is affected in those passing yardage. And just like when teams are trying to run the ball, if you stop them, then everybody's like, oh, your D-line's doing great. And, you're really good up front. I'm like, well, yeah, we are. We feel like we're good there. But everybody has run fits and everybody has angles they've got to take. And beyond all that, I just think we're playing with a lot of effort. Defensive football sometimes is not rocket science. You can come up with a lot of blitzes and schemes, but if you can't have great effort, which we call swarm, where you're going to run really hard to the ball and try and get all 11 hats to the point of attack, and then you can't tackle, then you're going to struggle no matter what scheme you have. So we're just doing a lot of the fundamentals really well right now, and I'm proud of the way the guys are playing.
That loss to Chillicothe, nobody on your team player-wise had ever lost a regular season game. They seem to have, just by looking at how the games have gone since then, they really responded well to that. Was that kind of a moment of concern, like how are we going to bounce back, or did you see these guys say, hey, we're ready to go and just get back in the groove?
Well, it was, like you said, everything was new. So, the thing is, the message after the game is, number one, you give Chillicothe a lot of credit. They kicked our butt on that given night, and there's no doubt about it. Coach Willard had his guys ready to play, and I didn't. Their players executed a game plan very well, and ours didn't. So the first thing you do when you lose a game, whether that's, like I said, we've never lost a regular season game, so every other loss we've had has been, okay, let's turn our pads in next week. Let's get going in the off-season program, that type of environment. Well, we've never had that. And so we really talked a lot about pointing the fingers, in the mirror and looking at yourself and how can you get better? How can you make ourselves a better team by what you're contributing to practice, to film prep, to studying your opponent, to playing them in the game? Really did a good job of pointing the finger at ourselves and really taking care of the process and building from there. And the kids did a great job of that. We responded very well. And I think, we're back in the conference race now, thankfully, to a loss last week to Chillicothe, or Lafayette beating Chillicothe. So, it's kind of up for grabs now, and we can still control our own destiny. And that was the message after the game. One game doesn't make a season unless it's the last game that you play. So, we're able to kind of control our own destiny in the conference race. And that's what we're focusing on 1 week at a time.
Coach, all of what you just said has to help your focus this week as you prepare to play Smithville, and not only this week, but all the way down the road throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think so. You really don't. It's with high school kids and a high school team, and the media the way it is now, and social media. Everybody knows this is a big football game, so we can really not really talk about that. You know, we don't have to pump our guys up anymore. We're having a great week of practice, and our game prep is really good, just because our opponent is very good. Smithville is an excellent football team. You know, he's a you put on the film, and you really don't know. I can't find a weakness. You know, you usually can say, okay, they're better on offense or defense, or maybe they're a little slow here. They're not with Smithville. I mean, they are really good in all three phases, and it's just a tough opponent. And so our kids will be focused just because of what they see on film.
When you look at that MEC race, and with the way, you know, with Lafayette beating Chillicothe last week, is that kind of fun? I mean, when you're grinding down to the end and just knowing, hey, this is going to be a grind all the way through, and then guess what? We get to start districts.
Yeah, it is, and that's how we've played it every season. You know, I mean, we haven't lost a conference game up till this year, but you still are, like I said, our schedule's backloaded, and there towards the end, you know, we know that Smithville's going to be there, Savannah's going to be there, Lafayette's going to be there. And those are all good quality opponents that for us to be able to be in a conference race, you know, and then even this year just having one loss, you know, you're going to have to play great towards the regular end of the regular season as you look forward to the playoffs as well.
Coach, what's been the best part of your offense during this first 6 weeks?
Well, I think the best part of our offense is, it's really balanced, you know, and I know we say that every year with our wing T style, and we've never had we've had some very good players, don't get me wrong, with looking at whether it's a quarterback in Jonathan Baker playing out here at Northwest, whether it's Brody McMahon scoring touchdowns at a Northwest from a running back position. We hear he was one of our running backs, but they're very talented, but it's not like we overload or that's a key to our offense. You know, our Matt Houch, our offensive coordinator, does a great job of staying balanced and trying to run plays that the defense gives you. And when you have a balanced attack, like I said, with our wing T stuff, you know, with our fullback, with our H back, with our Z, and then our quarterback being able to throw and hit our X receiver on some things and our tight end, when you can stay balanced, it's hard to take it all away. You can take one phase away, but that opens up something else. So as you get into a game, the best thing I like about our offense now is the fact that we're multiple, you know, and a lot of guys are contributing. It all starts up front. Our line's gelling really well, and we're trying to play physical as we can every week and be able to open up holes for, you know, because you just don't know what play is going to be there, what scheme is going to be there until you see how the defense is trying to take it away.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we will chat with you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Always enjoy getting on the air with you. Anytime I can talk, I'm always welcome. Thank you.